Such a feeling is coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky got the sun in my eyes. And I won't be surprised if it is a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here, you are the nearest thing to heaven that I have seen. I am on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I have found ever since you have been around. Your love put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the tree and the touch of the breeze, there is a pleasant sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for me and you. All I need will be mine if you are here. I am on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation that I can find is the love that I have found ever since you have been around. Your love puts me on the top of the world. When the love is fresh, everything appears new. When the beloved is around, you feel as if you are on the top of the world. There is freshness in everything. There is joy in every moment. the wind, the mountains, the trees, the suns, the sun, the moon, the trees, everything appears in a different light. I am on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation that I can find is the love that I have found ever since you have been around. Love. When it begins, is so innocent, so uncomplicated, free from all the complexes. Today is day 5, and today's sutra for unlearning is from knowledge to innocence. God calls himself the Lord of the Innocent, Bhole Nath. Though he is ocean of knowledge as well, but across the world, he is known by the name Lord of the Innocent. Innocent does not mean becoming ignorant. Innocence is not against knowledge. Rather, innocence is the fulfillment of knowledge. Without innocence, the knowledge is incomplete. A child is playing with a toy, enjoying the toy. And then an adult comes and he starts examining the toy, what it is made up of. He starts calculating what is the price of the toy, which material is used, what is the physics, what is the chemistry, what are the finances, and the business comes. And wherever the business will come, the art would be destroyed. If you want to become a painter, it's good. Become a painter. It's a creativity. But the moment you say, I want to become the world famous painter, creativity finishes. The moment you say, I want to become a good musician, creativity is alive. But when you say, I want to become topmost musician, now the greed has come. The ambition has taken over. And the mind and the whole energy is directed not towards music, not towards art, but towards becoming famous. Wherever and whenever art is mixed with fame, success, glory, name, status, income, money, standard of living, the beauty of art gets a scratch. Innocence does not mean becoming less guilt. Innocent is not against guilt. It's not against becoming expert, but There is a difference in an expert and a beginner. An expert comes and he analyzes things, he judges. He has so much knowledge. A beginner comes and he sees the freshness. He sees the wonder. He experiences the joy. Innocence is not against being expert. It's not against being dexterous. Innocence is the inner sacred space where you see things as they are, fresh, untainted, uncontaminated. Beauty, which is unspoiled. Knowledge makes the mind heavy. Innocence is lightness. Knowledge has got techniques, strategies. Innocence is without preparation. You sit in meditation and you have 100 techniques in your head. You cannot connect to God because He is the Lord of innocence and He loves those children who are innocent. Knowledge has ego. Innocence has no ego. Knowledge has to defend itself. Knowledge has to pretend. Knowledge has to fight. Knowledge has something to prove. Knowledge is extremely defensive in nature. Knowledge makes you say, I know. Knowledge says, I have experienced. Knowledge says, I have the wealth of experience. Innocence says, let me explore. Let me see. Knowledge says, I have read everything. There is nothing more for me to know. Innocence says, let me see it as if I am seeing it for the first time. Knowledge has conclusions. Innocence does not have conclusions. There was a small girl, 9-year-old, and she used to study in a village school. Then her father got transferred to this city and she got admission in city school, highly reputed school. And it was her first day, and she was coming from rural background. And then she was in the class. The school had already started few months back. The teacher came and the teacher said, today you will have a surprise test. Just write down 7 wonders of the world. All the students were excited, but this girl, as she had joined the school late, was unaware of all this. Everybody started submitting the paper. Somebody wrote Great Wall of China, Hanging Garden of Babylon, Pyramid of Giza, Taj Mahal, and so on. The old and the new and the latest, different categories of wonders of the world. The little girl was not understanding what to write. And the teacher said, your time is up. And she said, okay, let me think something. And she wrote few things. The teacher read those things and the teacher was shocked. She wrote 7 wonders of the world. First to see, second to hear, third to taste, fourth to touch, fifth to smell, sixth to love, to know. Are they not the seven wonders? How you feel, how you touch, how you see, how you hear, how you taste, how you love. To love is the greatest wonder. To know, to feel, to touch, to listen, to hear, to smell, to feel. Everybody loves children. Why? Because they are free from crookedness. They are innocent. They are free from strategies, plannings, plots. Their mind has no prejudice. They are not, they are free from knowledge rather. And then they enter school and their schooling starts and the society teaches them. You are this, you are that. And the innocent minds turn into righteous, righteously violent. It's a journey from knowledge to innocence. We will see three things in that. And the first is to inquire without preconceptions. To inquire as if you know, you are trying to understand it for the first time. You read the Murli as if for the first time you are trying to know what wonders, what secrets. You go and sit near a river. You look at the mountain as if you are looking at the mountain for the first time. You look at the sky as if you are looking at it for the first time. You look at those birds as if you are looking at the birds for the first time. You feel, touch the water, and the touch is magical. You listen to a song, to a music, and the music is stirring every chord of your heart. Drop all the preconceptions, all the prejudices, all the prejudgments, all the previous conceptions, all the previous notions and ideas, and see life as fresh. Today is the new day. Let not the past, yesterday's happenings, get carried forward into today. Not knowing, we had seen this first day. The first sutra was courage to not know. It's a daring thing. Not knowing. I don't know. I want to know. An expert says, I know everything. A beginner says, there are many things I don't know. A beginner is a fast learner. Expert become stagnated. Because with expertise comes ego. And beginner is not against expertise. Innocence is not against skills. But expertise is the byproduct that an innocent person gets in the long run. In this Brahmin life, in the spiritual life also, to retain that innocence, the clean and the pure heart. Because as you move forward in life, you will face many rejections, deceptions, cruel and brutal behavior of people. Yet to retain that. inner child within. So move with not knowing. To become knowledgeful is a very good thing. To say that I know the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. I know who is God, I know who am I. I know that the cycle is of 5,000 years. I know that God has entered on this planet Earth. I know who is this and who is that. But that is not knowledge. What we learned in the 7-day course is just nuggets of information. They are just tidbits. The real knowledge is dropping all the knowledge. The real knowledge is to accept that I don't know anything. I am here to learn. I am here to learn from everyone, from a child, from an adult. I am here to learn from everyone. Innocence knows no deception. There are two children, a small girl and a child. Small girl has got sweets and the boy has got marbles. The child says to the girl, "Will you give me your sweets? I'll give you all your marbles, my marbles." The girl gives all her sweets to the boy. And the boy, thinking, if I give all my marbles, what will remain for me? He gives some marbles, but keeps some marble with him. And that night, the girl is sleeping nicely. But the boy cannot sleep. He is always worried about his marbles. That she might get to know that I didn't give her her marbles. A child comes running home and says, "Mummy, hide all my toys." Mother says, "Why?" He says, "My friend is coming." Mother says, "So what? Let him come." Child says, "My friend will know his toys. He will recognize his toys." There is fear in knowledge and innocence is fearlessness. Knowledge has so many things to hide. Innocence has nothing to hide. A child is in front of the mirror and is enjoying playing with the image, with the reflection. A child, an adult comes and says, "What are you doing all this? This is stupidity. Don't you know this is mirror?" Child says, "Yes, I know. But I see somebody who plays with me." Child is finding someone to play with him in that mirror. And that mirror is joy and that mirror is wonder. To retain this wonder is to become innocent. And the third is natural response. We are always filled with answers. Go sometimes and talk without preparation. We are always preparing and talking. There is always a rehearsal. It's good to prepare. But sometimes preparation makes you artificial. Let go back to that naturalness. I am on the top of the world, looking down on creation. Something in the wind has learnt my name and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the tree and the touch of the breeze, there is a pleasant sense of happiness for me. So this is the stage where you see happiness everywhere, in the air, in the freshness, in the morning. So the journey from knowledge to innocence means to inquire without any preconceptions, to enter into the stage of not knowing. And come to natural responses. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I am on the top of the world. This is a song from Carpenters. When it came in 1970s, it was in the first top 10 of the world songs. And the sister and brother who sang this song touches the chord, simple and beautiful, without boisterous music, simple is always beautiful. Simplicity is beauty. Innocence is beauty. Om Shanti.
Old maps burn bright, fade out into night. Had the loads put down, silence now, no sound. Rain. Read.